This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After all the stories of stray dogs and missing plumbing in hotels and worries about terrorist attacks and controversies over civil rights in the host country, the Sochi Olympics were officially begun today. Of course, we couldn't see the opening ceremony live in this country because NBC didn't want us to. Tape delay is the name of the return on investment game, as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
During the last Olympics, media expert Jeff Jarvis was one of the folks complaining about the lack of live Olympics programming.
This time, doesn't make much difference to me.
For one thing, he can access a lot more live games this year being streamed over the internet. He would like to see more live sports televised, which Jarvis argues wouldn't be bad for NBC's business.
As it turns out, when we knew what the results were from some events in the summer, it even drove more audience to watching the event. So I don't think that having it on live necessarily takes away from also having it tape delayed in prime time.
Of course, NBC isn't only concerned with this sound. After all, this sound is the moneymaker. The Tonight Show is getting a reboot. And during the Olympics, NBC will be promoting it nonstop, says Brad Adgate with the ad-buying firm Horizon Media.
I think we'll see a lot of promos of Jimmy Fallon. I think it's very smart that NBC is premiering the show February 17th while the Olympics is still going on.
NBC reportedly paid a little less than $900 million to produce and broadcast the Olympics coverage. The network has sold more than $800 million worth of ads so far, a record for the Winter Games. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.